Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Although temperatures tend to drop this time of year, November is the perfect month to look into sun protection products. It's National Healthy Skin Month, after all. According to the American Cancer Society, 3.5 million cases of skin cancer are reported annually in the United States. Step one to preventing the disease is applying and reapplying the proper amount of sunscreen. To do this, cover the entire body with enough of the lotion to fill a shot glass. Also, try other products out there that help combat the sun's harmful UV rays. One great way to start is by wearing clothing made with built-in sun protection. This clothing is rated using a UPF, or UV protection factor. A higher UPF rating means better protection. For some clothing, the sunscreen chemical is put directly into the fabric, while other pieces are made with tightly woven fabric. You can also increase the UPF value of clothes already in your closet with laundry detergent-like products that go into the washing machine. You don't have to worry about ruining your favorite shirt, as these products don't change the texture or color of your clothing either. For those without UPF-rated clothing, make sure to wear tightly woven fabrics rather than loosely woven ones, and choose dark colors over lighter ones. And we can't forget about protecting the face. For outdoorsy adventurers, try using sun protection gear for outdoor sports helmets. UPF 50-rated visors provide 360-degree shade and come in styles specifically designed for cycling, climbing, equestrian, paddling, skiing, snowboarding, and just being outdoors. Now that's facing sun protection head-on. Remember this November to celebrate National Healthy Skin Month by protecting your skin from the sun. Keep it safe, because it's the only skin you get. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.